You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, and welcome back to Why Not Mint Money. I'm Shipra from Mint's personal finance team. Imagine buying a car and getting cash back worth all the extra accessories and insurance that you will buy for it. Yes, it is possible. The only rider is that the purchase has to be made with a credit card. That's right. People do it to max out on reward points. Most car dealers accept payments with credit cards and even allow buyers to make the full payment with it. However, the process is a little more complicated than it sounds. From the car dealer charging an extra 1-2% for credit card payments to a possible impact on your CIBIL score, there are several things to consider before swiping the plastic. In today's episode, I have invited Ranchi-based Gaurav Nishant, who recently bought his car with a credit card and bagged a sweet 8% reward rate. Gaurav will break down the process for us and also inform the possible pitfalls involved.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi Gaurav, welcome to Why Not Mint Money.
Hey Shipra, thank you.
So Gaurav, let's start by you telling us, which car do you own and when did you buy it?
So I own an i20, Hyundai i20 top model, Astra option. So I bought it in, I took the delivery in November, I booked it in October.
Right, and how much did it cost you?
It costed me 12.3 lakhs excluding insurance. I bought insurance separately, not through the dealer. So just 12.3 plus insurance.
Okay. So out of this 12.3, how much of the purchase value did you fund through your credit card?
7 lakhs I paid through my credit card. I think it was 7 lakhs some thousand, like 4,000-5,000 something. Remaining I paid through cash, online transfer.
Right. Okay, so now, before we get into how and why of this, how did this thought of buying a car with credit card come to you? Because it is quite unusual.
So actually, I've been using credit cards and reaping reward points since long time. I made many trips using my credit card points. And I was in US till last year. I had a lot of points saved. So I used to travel to US and back using my points only. So, I thought, before making any purchase, not just this car, before making any purchase, I just think, is there any way I could save some percentage of whatever I'm investing or whatever I'm putting, whatever I'm spending?
Right.
So, it always comes up to, people say, why bother so much for just 1%, 2% or whatever percent?
Yeah.
So, I tell 1% is even more than zero, so why not?
Yeah.
You are not doing anything extra. You are not. It is not costing you anything. It is not inconveniencing you. So why not?
Yeah. Totally agree. Especially for a purchase, as big as this, like you said, that you funded.
Yes.
7 lakh is what you put on your credit card. So 1% is 7,000. In percentage terms, it's small, but 7,000 is a sweet amount.
Yeah, it's like it's a 1 month petrol cost, you can say.
I totally agree. So you're one of those credit card users who tactically and very smartly put maximum of your expenditures on the credit card.
Yes. So I even bought a home for my parents 3-4 years back, and even for that home's stamp duty, it was around 4-point-something lakhs.
Yeah.
I paid through my Infinia credit card.
Whoa.
And so I did not pay cash. I just thought, why not?
Wow. And so the stamp duty is to be paid. That is also something that the broker accepts, or does it go to the...
No, so that was on Jharkhand government's website. I live in Ranchi, Jharkhand. So I had to pay directly to the Jharkhand government's website. They charged 0.9 plus GST, 1.08% as extra additional charges. But that was... I got 3.3% on my Infinia, so that just saved me some money.
And did you tell your parents about it? Did they think that you were completely crazy to pay with credit card?
So I always, like, most of the time I prefer loan compared to my own money. Postponing money, paying money. Like, if I have cash, why not pay after 1 month? Why just pay today? My parents were cool with it. Like, they have been seeing that I've been sponsoring trips using credit cards and all. Earlier, they used to tell, don't take credit. But now they're...
Right. So, what is the craziest purchase you've made using a credit card?
Craziest as in, with respect to rewards, I would say this car only. Like, it saved me around 8% if I take, like, nominal value of one airline mile as 1 rupee. Depending on reward rate, this is the craziest purchase using card.
So you're saying that you've saved 56,000 on this purchase?
Yes. Not exactly hard cash, but if we convert the miles to points, that is almost equal to that.
Wow. So it's almost as if you've won yourself 2 free air tickets to Singapore.
Business class.
Wow.
Yes.
Don't you break down this 8% reward rate for our listeners? Like,
I paid 7 lakhs using my Axis Atlas credit card. So that gets 2% edge miles for every normal purchase. So that was 14,000 edge miles. 2% of 7 lakhs, 14,000 edge miles. Plus, Atlas has milestone benefits as well. Like, if you spend 3 lakh or 2.5 lakhs, three lakhs, you'll get 2,500 miles. If you spend 7.5 lakhs in the year, in the card membership year, you'll get additional 5,000 edge miles. If you spend 15 lakhs in the membership year, you'll get additional 10,000 edge miles.
Right.
So I had already spent around 7 lakhs on my car till before buying the car. And buying the car would help me cross the milestone, right? So that's why I just used Axis Atlas. If I did not have Axis Atlas, I would go for Infinia. I would use my Infinia for buying.
So like you said, that because you were able to cross the milestone, so you got 5,000 plus 10,000, which is like 15,000. Accelerated.
Yes, reward. Plus 14,000 normal points. So that was 29,000 edge miles, which can be transferred to airlines for 1:2 ratio. So around 58,000 airline miles.
Wow, quite interesting. And was there any extra fee involved in this purchase?
No, I had already negotiated with the dealer that I'll buy the car from you only if I get to pay with my credit card.
Oh, so if you say negotiated, that means the dealer did ask for an extra fee, is it?
Yes, they asked for it earlier, but I told... we had to buy 2 cars. One for my parents, which I bought. Yeah. And the other one, my brother was buying. That was an i10. He bought it last week. So both were Hyundai. I went to the dealer. I told, we'll buy both the cars from you only. Just that we'll pay using the credit card. And they told, okay, fine.
So this fee that you're talking about is, I am guessing, it's the NDR that these merchants try to pass on to the customer.
Yes.
So just to inform our listeners, the credit card company or the bank charges merchants a fee, which is called the NDR, for accepting credit card as a payment method. So in big purchases such as this, the merchant tries to pass on this fee to the customer, because why would they want to pay it out of their pocket? But like Gaurav said, that there is room to negotiate. And this, Gaurav, am I right when I say that the negotiation would work out in a case where you have a past relationship with the dealer, or like you mentioned that going to buy?
No, it was a totally new relationship for me. This was the first purchase I did from that dealer.
Right. And typically, how much is this fee? Like, how much did your dealer ask?
Around 1-2%. Like, my dealer asked for 1%+ plus GST. I don't know why he was charging GST. That was 1.18%.
Right.
But normally I've heard up to 2%.
Right. So if somebody is making this purchase, they should be wary of this fee and they should do the maths about
it.
Right. Very interesting. So all this is the upsides of you know, doing, taking this payment method. Now, yes, in my mind, there are some concerns. Like the first one being that if you're in a month, you're paying 7 lakh through your credit cards, won't it hit your credit utilization ratio, say for somebody who has only 10 lakh of credit limit?
Yes, if they have total limit of 10 lakhs, it will definitely hit their credit score in the short term. If you're using for 1 month, then it will not be on your, it will not impact your credit score for long. It will be short term, and next, if you do normal utilization for the next few months, it will be recovered. So in my case, I did not do the complete 7 lakhs payment at once. I did the booking in October. Then I paid around 3.6 lakhs using my card. And after October bill got generated, I paid all the amount and I used the same card to do a payment next month, the remaining payment.
Let's start from the beginning. What is your total credit limit?
Including all cards, it is close to 1.2 CRs.
Right. So it is below 30% in any case for you?
Yes, yes.
Right. But do you have any advice for people who may be, you know, who may potentially cross the 30%? I mean, not that there's any hard and fast rule of 30%, but usually it's advice that you should not utilize more than 30% because it might hit your CIBIL score if you have a high credit.
Yes, definitely. 1 month exception, 2 months exception should be okay. But if you're doing regular more than 30%, then it will definitely impact your credit score. If you have hard cash, just try to in any case, if you have to make a purchase using credit cards, a big purchase, yeah, just pay your bill, pay some part of the bill before bill generation. Like suppose you have a credit limit of 10 lakhs total limit and you have to make a payment of 7 lakhs. Just use the credit card and before the bill generation, pay 5 lakhs, 6 lakhs, whatever you can. So that way your reported credit utilization will be just 1 lakhs or 2 lakhs. That is 10% or 20%.
Right. So the bill generation date is different from the due date. And you're saying that
yes,
the amount that reflects in your bill on the bill generation date is the amount that goes to the credit bureaus.
Yes, true.
Right. So for instance, if I have to take your case, if out of the 7 lakh you have paid, say, 5 lakh on the generation date, yes, then only 2 lakh yes will come up on your statement. Okay, so that's a smart hack. Apart from this, Gaurav, do you have any other smart hacks or workarounds to tell our listeners so that, you know, they don't end up with a CIBIL score in any way?
So the best hack of using a credit card is to just make sure you're paying the complete bill. Like you're not changing, you're not converting it to any kind of EMI. You're not delaying any payments. That is the best hack in using a credit card. Rewards and all those are there, but until and unless you are not able to fulfill this thing, timely payments or not paying extra in form of EMI interest or any other charges, rewards are of no use. Like you are paying up to 3% per month in interest.
Yeah.
And you are getting 3% reward points. That will be of no use.
Yeah.
So this is the best tag. Like just pay completely.
The important thing to note here is that potential buyer should not confuse this method with financing a car on credit card.
Yes, true.
Because the
if you're planning,
the interest rate
on your credit card is
much higher compared to auto loans, right? Auto loans you will easily get in less than
10%. The part payment which I did not do using credit cards, that I financed through loan. So that I got at 8.9%.
Oh,
so nice. That is way, way cheaper than using a card.
Right. So like in your case, you know, apart from the accelerated rewards that you got, like doesn't making a big purchase like this, didn't it help you to meet your annual spending limit, which would have helped you renewal fee.
So on Axis Atlas, there is no renewal fee waiver. Like they don't waive the annual fees based on the annual spends on the card. Some credit cards definitely do. Like if you don't have a free lifetime free Infinia, like you have to spend 12.5 lakhs to 10 lakhs to spend to get the annual fee waived off. Or in the second case, which I told, my brother's car. So yeah. He had already spent around 7 lakhs on the card, 7 or 8 lakhs on the card till now. And he had till July, he got his card in June or July. So he paid around 4.3 lakhs using the card. So like his total spend came to 12.3, 12.4 lakhs. Yeah. And he just have to spend like 2.5 lakhs to in the next 6 months to get the annual fee waiver. So it definitely helps reaching the milestones or the annual fee condition.
Right.
Plus, at the time of renewal of the card, you can negotiate with the bank that can you give a retention offer if I keep my card active for another year. In some cases, they give.
Okay. So if a purchase like this helps you reach the annual spending limit so that you're able to save on your renewal fee, it is a form of saving. I mean, it can't be categorized as rewards, but of course, I mean, every penny saved is every penny earned. So,
yes, true.
Right. All right. Okay. So that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thanks a lot, Gaurav, for joining us today and enlightening us with this very unusual but helpful tip on, you know, how one can buy their car with credit cards.
Yes. And thanks for having me, Shipra.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you would like to know more about this topic or make a suggestion of a personal finance topic that you would like us to cover, I can be reached at Twitter under the username of Shipra Singh Sorath and on LinkedIn at Shipra Singh. Thank you for tuning in. See you in the next episode.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.